This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we'll start with the positive from last night. How about that Piston win? Yay. Yay, Pistons got a win. And it's amazing how much better you look when you shoot the ball better, as they did from the perimeter.
Oh, it looked good.
Which was good. Which was real good.
I mean, did not start off well. They got behind early and then just kept chipping away. And, you know, knowing ahead of time that they weren't going to play with Joel Embiid or George was going to be out as well, that, okay, out their two best players, you'd think you'd have a pretty good chance to win.
Please win.
Please win.
Y'all better win a game.
Yeah. And start to put this team away. And then they got a lead and then they just didn't look back and built it up considerably. And thankfully, they were able to hold on to the lead, and doing it without Jalen Duren being any factor at all in the game. He played 10 minutes, didn't even attempt a shot, and had not one, not two, not three, not five, but six fouls he fouled out in 10 minutes. It was impressive work.
Mm-hmm. Jaden Ivey looked like he was the best version of Jaden Ivey, and that's something we like to see. It's you know, they're young, but you want to see progress. You want to see, I can't say they're young forever. Now, who's not young? I guess they are young in some places, are the Red Wings. And that was ugly last night. And there have been a lot of metrics that said, even though they were like, 4-4-1 going into that game last night, a lot of metrics that said that they weren't playing great hockey, but they were just hanging on. I'll say this about the way they're playing right now. Because the record isn't dreadful, but that doesn't mean they're not playing pretty poorly. Yeah. I feel like there's been incredibly long stretches where the other team just possesses the puck in the Red Wings zone. And Gator, if they were playing as well as they are playing badly right now, I would say this is cool, but I'm not sure it's sustainable. Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying.
If right now the needle is pointing down, if the needle were pointing up as steeply as it's pointing down after last night's performance, I would be saying, I'm not sure it's sustainable. I don't want to get too excited. I'm not sure they're going to keep playing this badly getting outshot by 10 shots a game. And
I guess I would have been the other way. If they had started off well, I would have thought, okay, here we go. It's me thinking this is a playoff team. They needed to get better. I thought they were going to be better defensively as a team. I thought the goaltending was going to be better. I thought that the offense was going to take a step back a little bit because of all the goals they gave up in the offseason with players that they let go or were traded. But this is not a great start. They've had a couple of really impressive games and then a bunch of games where they haven't. And that's disappointing. It's disappointing to see that, like last night, 10 minutes that they played really good hockey. Was it maybe 10 minutes in the second period? They looked inspired, you know, and it was the offense only came away by the power play. And if they're not able to generate scoring chances in 5-on-5 hockey, that's a real problem. And when, you know, getting outshot is one thing, but not getting shots is worse. Like if you're getting outshot 40 to 30 in a game, and that's consistent, you've got problems with giving up too many shots. But when you're getting outshot like 30 to 20, that's not good. You got to get shots on net, man, and they're just not generating enough scoring chances.
Last night, we came the closest to the following being announced. Winnipeg goal scored by Ben Sherratt with an assist to Jeff Petrie.
Right?
I mean,
that's an unfortunate goal to start off the third period.
And
10 seconds into it.
The big question, you know, I'm sure people are going to start questioning the obviously the coach, Derek Lalonde, the guy for the job. The bigger picture question is scary is whether or not Yzerman's the guy for the job, because we all want him to succeed, but this is the risky run. Remember how uncomfortable it got for you being around Tram all that time? And in the midst of Joe Dumars won a championship.
Dumars built a championship.
And tried to build another one, wasn't successful, and people got so hostile towards a Detroit legend. I mean, has he just disappeared? Like, it's awful. This is the scary part about hiring legends.
Well, I'm certainly not in the camp of giving up on Yzerman. I think that there are some things that you have to, obviously it's too early, I think, to give up on Lalonde as well, but I think you have to start taking a look here. Okay, maybe applying a little bit of a pressure, and maybe it's halfway through the season. You have to see where you're at. And if you're not where you expect to be, I mean, then you've got to make changes. I don't know how long you want to wait if you're Steve Yzerman. And I would hope that this team can just rally and get better. Maybe it's as simple as, hey, they've got the flu going through the locker room. Yeah. Guys are lethargic and they're just, you know, they're not healthy just yet. Wait a couple weeks and let's see what the team looks like. I don't know. That seems like maybe it's more of an excuse than anything else and an explanation. But I did expect better from this team. I mean, Patrick Kane doesn't look like he's got the same juice as he did last year, at least to my eyes. He's trying. He's out there. He's trying to make plays. But it's just not the same thing we saw last year. It was like immediate interjection in the offense, even though immediately the team wasn't better. They weren't winning games when he first got there, but then they figured things out. But it's not him. I don't want to single out him. It's, you know, that top line isn't scoring. And Dylan Larkin isn't scoring as much. You know, Lucas Raymond isn't scoring as much. And it was nice that they, you know, kind of help each other in a goal last night, but we need more of that. We need to see the Wings start scoring 4 and 5 goals a game in like a 5-game stretch to feel better about where this offense is, because it's just a massive struggle for this team to put even one puck in the net.
248-539-9797. Tim in Royal Oak. Hi, Tim.
Hey, howdy. I was at the game last night. It starts with a D. I'm sorry. Breaking out of the zone. And they've got 3 young kids that are firing it around the boards, and they got 3 old guys, and all of them have hands of stone. What do you think needs to be done? Like 2 of them. There's 2 that come to mind, and that's Petrie and Sherratt or Hull. What do you guys think? They got to do something with them.
Well, I think it takes younger players a while to get acclimated to the NHL, but that doesn't speak for Sider and Edvinson. Those guys should be fine. But, you know, Johansson is going to be a little bit of a work in progress here. Getting used to a new player coming to the team like Gustafson. But you see good and bad from the other guys that you mentioned. I've seen good from Petrie, but you've seen bad from Petrie. And I think that when you're a veteran player, and if you're a fan watching a veteran player and you see bad, you think the worst, because you immediately think they're done. Why are we parading this fossil out there, right? And not recognizing there is some good that comes with them too. I think it's a little early just to really make this full judge.
It is. I mean, and I'm doing it too. I can't imagine anything really significant happening for a few weeks here, and I suspect that they will start to play better when the flu runs its course and these guys, you know, play a little bit together. It's kind of a wake up start to the season, because there's a lot of metrics that are just telling us this is not a good hockey team. But, hey, NFL trade deadline at 11 a.m. I'll tell you exactly what I think is going on. Fitting the puzzle pieces together, I think we can kind of tell what's going to happen. That today at 11 o'clock here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 A Ticket. We got the Blitz thingy coming up at 10:30. Just a reminder, you can stream the show using the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. It's very popular. More and more people are doing it every day. We see the numbers. You're going to be out of town at some point, out of our listening area, and you're going to go, oh, what's that app? So go get it today, AUDACY, the Odyssey app. Then you can stream this show and all the shows here on 97.1 A Ticket. Anywhere in the country. Same thing through our website, 971theticket.com, and stream with video. Go to twitch.tv, search up 971theticket. I saw they were disappointed we were not in costume today, Gator. I think they expected us to be in costume. I got to be honest, when I left the house this morning, I forgot it was Halloween. And I did have a minor costume. It's really cool. Have you seen, it doesn't take much. They have these visors with the fake hair that goes straight up in the air. I was thinking of wearing that today, but I didn't.
Worst ever.
Anyway,
and every guy that puts that hat on, they think they're so funny and yeah. So cool. Hey, have you seen this?
Yeah, you got to see mine. It's awesome. Anyway, Blitz thingy is next. 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.